This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I hope you're starting your day well, and we want to keep that going by opening God's Word, the Bible, and looking at what God has to say to us. The great thing is, every time you open your Bible, God is there waiting to speak to you. The Bible isn't just something you open out of duty, it's your connection to what God wants to say into your life. And God always wants to speak into your life. We find that every morning. And this week we're talking about how to respond to our own spiritual failure. Well, that's real for all of us, isn't it? There's nobody listening who doesn't ever experience spiritual failure. I know in my own life how it can hurt me when I realize that there's spiritual failure in my life, that it's damaging my own life, damaging the lives of people around me, and damaging my relationship with God. God wants to help us get things right in our lives, to put Him back in the center of our lives, and to make our relationship with Him healthy again. We've looked this week so far at the fact that God's Word is so often the thing that helps us to see spiritual failure in our lives, and we shouldn't run away from God's Word when there's spiritual failure or we're not doing that well in our spiritual lives. We should go straight to it and let it reveal to us what needs to be dealt with. Then we looked yesterday at this truth that nothing is hidden from God, so it's pointless to try and pretend that everything's okay with Him or to yourself. Rather, just get it out in the open and make things right with God. The next verse in the passage we're looking at in Hebrews 4 goes on to say this in verse 14. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. Let's just think about what this verse says. Since then, we have a great high priest. Now, if you've been exposed in the Catholic Church or some other churches, you know what you think of when you think of a priest. But here it's talking about the high priest, and that's referring back to the Old Testament and the people of Israel. And there was a high priest who was the ultimate representative of God to the people, and maybe even more significantly for us, the people's representative before God. He represented people to God. And this is what Jesus is for us. It says, since we have such a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. So just think about this. When you have failed God spiritually, and God has convicted you about it through His Word, through the Bible, and you know it's pointless to try and hide that from God. You need to just get it out in the open. Think about this. There is somebody who stands before God on your behalf as your representative, speaking for you to God the Father, and that is Jesus Himself, the Son of God. So don't give up your faith. There is always hope if you will turn to Him. And this is the point you have to recognize when you see spiritual failure in your life. It can bring you to a place of real hopelessness, discouragement, and despair. But when you're in that place, and I have been there many times, when we find ourselves there, the thing to remember is this. Jesus, the one who died on the cross for you when you were far from Him, He is the one who now is representing you to God the Father and petitioning on your behalf and calling on God the Father to have mercy on you and to forgive you. So don't give up your confession. Don't give up your faith. Don't despair. There's someone on your side, and that's Jesus. So as you think even today about making things right with God over something that's been there in your life, and you know it offends God, you know you need to deal with it and get rid of it. Don't think, I can't come to God, God would never want to see me. No, Jesus himself, who died on the cross for you, is waiting for you to turn to him. Why don't you do that today? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.